1. Begin transmission.
Ping. Oh boy. Yes, once again. It is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And, oh yeah, I'm obviously sitting in my bathtub once again. Because when I woke up about 45 minutes ago, I was a little twitchy. My muscles were twitching. Oh, my legs were weird. My foot was weird. My back was weird. So we're going to sit in the hot... water for a while. Try to get this all straightened out. And I've got me a big cup of tea here as well. Oh. It's so good. Oh boy. Okay, so I've got my weird sinuses stuff going on as well. So hopefully my sinus business will clear up as we sit here. And the first thing that I ran into this morning was an email from Booper. I just was checking my email just minutes ago. And if you'll remember correctly, Booper and I have been discussing the movie Peter Rabbit to some minor extent. And I got an email from him today saying that now he might go see it only because he saw this crazy headline somewhere on the web that basically said that homicidal anaphylaxis scene in the movie Peter Rabbit angers parents of kids with allergies. So apparently there's some kind of anaphylaxis scene, an allergic reaction probably caused by Peter Rabbit as a weapon. And so apparently that has angered the parents of children with severe allergies. Notice that it doesn't say that it angers people with severe allergies. It angers the parents of children with severe allergies. Which I find to be interesting in itself. Now, as someone who is very familiar with the symptoms of anaphylaxis, I'm wondering if I would be offended if I saw a scene in a movie in which somebody was intentionally sent into anaphylactic shock. And to be perfectly honest, no, I don't think I would be. But then again, maybe I'm not a normal person. But I'm thinking this is an unusual thing. This is like being mad at somebody who has the flu. Being angry at somebody who has the flu, or being angry at a movie in which somebody gives the flu to somebody else on purpose. So parents of kids with the flu would get mad. I don't even know what to think about it. It's so bizarre that I can't even figure out why anybody... who knows? It's just crazy. But that was only one of the emails I got today. Let me turn off the water here. Oh, there we go. I got an email from my aunt, like, was that yesterday? And she was telling me that she has figured out how to listen to a non-radio. And so she can listen to my show. And if she's listening right now, I would just like to say hi to my Aunt Susan in Colorado. Hi, Susan. But anyway, she emailed me that she figured out how to do this. And I emailed her back saying, great. Oh, and by the way, it seems like I remember somebody telling me that my cousins were going to be coming out to Omaha for some reason soon, blah, blah, blah. And she wrote back and said, oh, yes. That's this weekend, in fact. My cousin's kid has a volleyball tournament here in town. And so he's bringing pretty much the whole family out. Almost the whole family. One of the kids is staying home with grandma with the dog. And so I might be watching some volleyball this weekend. Kind of excited about it. I don't know what the plan is exactly. But my aunt also told me that my cousin talked to my dad yesterday. So my dad will have more information. And I will be speaking with my dad today, or at least that's the plan. My dad's been sick, he had a cold, and I saw him on, I think it was, what, Saturday night? And he was starting to feel better, a lot better. So the plan was, well, maybe Monday we can go out and go shopping for a new microwave. Because if you'll remember correctly, my microwave died, and so it needs to be replaced. So not only do I have to go out and find a new microwave, which shouldn't be all that difficult, I have to reinstall it, because this is not a countertop microwave. This is the kind of microwave that hangs from the cabinets above the stove. So there's, you know, a couple of extra pain in the neck steps there. And I'm not real excited about that, but I'm sure we can figure it out, me and my dad. So I'm waiting to hear from my dad to see if he still wants to go out today to go looking for microwaves. Or more accurately, go looking for one particular microwave. So in the run-up to all of this thinking about the microwave, you know, I've had to measure it and do stuff. And my dad sent me an email, a couple days ago saying, think about what kind of options you want in a microwave. And I thought, okay. The funny thing is I do not use any of the special features of a microwave. There's a lot of extra buttons on a microwave that are features that I just don't use. And so I started thinking about, well, what kind of features do I want? Well, the only feature that I really want is I want the microwave to be large enough on the inside that I can put my teacup in there. And this teacup is pretty big. So my dad said, oh, you should bring your teacup with us. Oh, I don't know if I want to take my teacup with me, because then I would be that idiot carrying around the giant cup for no reason. Plus, my teacup usually has tea in it. So in order for me to take my teacup, I would have to, you know, drain it of tea. So I've sort of been trying to think of other options. You know, I'm measuring this with my fingers, and I could estimate when I'm there, when I'm at the store looking at microwaves. Or I was thinking I could take a ruler or a tape measure or something. Or I could just cut a strip of cardboard that's exactly as long as the teacup is tall. And that way I would have a gauge that I could use when we're checking out the microwaves. So, I don't know. I don't know which solution I will eventually use, but that's what I'll be doing today, hopefully. Is looking for a microwave. I didn't really realize how much I used the microwave until I didn't have it. You know, I use it about 4 or 5 times, maybe more, a day just to reheat tea. I use it in the morning to cook my sausage. My breakfast sausage that I eat every morning. And I use my microwave to reheat any leftovers that I actually cook. And that was the other stupid thing that happened the other day. I ran out of food and I thought, okay, well, I gotta go to the store and get non-microwavable food. So I did that, came home and I cooked, and put the leftovers in the refrigerator, and then the next day I realized, oh wait, I can't heat up the leftovers because I don't have a microwave. So that was kind of stupid. And then there are the times when I just eat, you know, frozen microwavable food. So on any given day, I probably use the microwave. And I forgot to account for one other thing. The other thing I use the microwave for is its timer. So whenever I'm making tea, I will just set the timer on the microwave to remind me to take the tea bag out at a certain time. Or sometimes I'll use the microwave timer to remind me to get out of the bathtub in time to see a football game or a movie. And so not having that timer is what's really messing me up. And I'll use that timer as many times as I make tea a day, plus 1 or 2. So that's an additional 7 or 8 uses of the microwave per day. Bringing my grand total to somewhere between 15 and 20 uses of the microwave each and every day. And I thought, wow, I really depend on my microwave more than I thought I did. Yes. Yes, I do. So I'm looking forward to having a replacement soon. I never really realized how much I use my microwave. Microwave day. Yay. I'm also vaguely excited about my cousin and his family coming into town. I haven't seen these people in like 7 years, so that'll be fun. Good tea. I love drinking tea. Oh. Ow. There we go. Oh, my guts are a little bit weird today, too. Huh. What could that be from? Anyway. So, what else is going on? Oh, I managed to catch a little bit of biathlon in the Olympics yesterday. It was the men's, what is it, a 10K sprint, I think? I don't remember. I'm still shocked by the results. The big favorite, there's a couple of favorites for men's biathlon. A Frenchman named Martin Fourcade. He's probably the number one guy these days, the guy that everybody's trying to beat. And his main competition are some Norwegian gentlemen. One guy by the name of Johan Thingnes Bø, or his last name might actually be pronounced Boo. Or is it Jonathan? Is it Johan Thingnes Bø Boo, or is it Jonathan Thingnes Bø? It's JT Boo. That's how I know it. Well, yesterday, everybody was expecting, you know, the typical battle between these two guys. So there's a couple of other Norwegians, too, including Boo's brother. And what's the third guy's name? I don't remember off the top of my head. But boy, oh boy, everything was topsy-turvy yesterday in biathlon. I don't remember how many guys there were in that particular race, like 80 or something like that, and they, you know, send them off 30 seconds apart. Martin Fourcade, he was launched in the 68th position, and Bou was before him a couple of spots. And everybody was shocked when Bou missed three targets. There's only 10 targets in this entire race. You do five of them prone, you do five of them standing. And in his first round of shooting, he missed three targets, and everybody was shocked. I mean, missing three targets out of 10, you're out. You have no chance of winning if you miss more than one. Even missing one can really screw you up. You better hope everybody else misses one too. But no, this guy who is one of the greatest, he misses three. And so then a half an hour later, once, you know, Martin Fourcade starts, everybody was all excited. Yay, he's going to do it. If he stays perfect, meaning if he, you know, doesn't make any misses, he'll probably win because he's also the fastest skier and blah, blah, blah. So it finally comes time for the Frenchman to shoot. And he gets down there and he misses three targets too. Can you believe it? It was shocking. So both of these major guys are knocked out of the competition almost right off the bat. And the guy who ended up winning was a German guy named, what was his name? I want to say Pfeiffer. Is that right? I was shocked. But no, I've seen this German guy do pretty good before. I mean, he usually finishes in the top 10. So boy, that was a really strange event yesterday. So hopefully everybody shakes off those nerves and the rest of the events go a little bit more smoothly, but oh boy, was that messed up. Really, really strange. But boy, oh boy, I was really interested in those rifles again. I was looking at them very carefully, trying to figure various things out, and I'm really, really dying to shoot one of those. I would love to sit at those targets. I don't want to be wearing skis, but that's a tough shot to make. That's 50, what is it, a 50 meter shot? And the target, the prone target is what, 5 centimeters? Oh boy. I wonder if I could hit a target that big from that distance. You really got to wonder. Maybe if somebody else zeroed in the sights for me, I might be able to do it. I'm no marksman, but I sure would like to fire one of those rifles just to see what it's like. Just because, you know, just what a well-made machine. I am not your typical American gun nut, but I do have an appreciation for certain types of firearms. And I appreciate, you know, real heavy-duty, match-grade, hardcore stuff like biathlon rifles. I have an appreciation for that. I also have an appreciation for, you know, black powder firearms. Antique guns interest me just because the odd simplicity. Modern firearms, I'm not quite as interested in, although the mechanics of them do interest me. I like guns in the sense that I appreciate the What's the word I'm looking for? I appreciate the design of firearms, but I don't really have any interest in small arms, modern small arms. I'm more interested in very large guns. And when I say very large guns, I don't mean Dirty Harry and his 44 mag. That's still a teeny tiny gun. In my opinion, any gun whose caliber is expressed as a fraction is a tiny gun. So I'm talking about, I like guns that have calibers over 1 inch. And even then, even like a 25 millimeter gun is still, I like artillery. I'm a big fan of artillery. I'm interested in 105 millimeter caliber guns. We're talking about cannons here, people. Cannons, mortars, howitzers. Shooting things from a very, very long way away. And it's not that I'm interested in the guns so much as I'm interested in the math. Just the ability to hit a target from, say, 10 miles away, just launching a projectile into the air that is not self-guided. You see what I'm saying here? There's been a lot of technological advances in artillery. They are in artillery these days. And they can do lots of crazy stuff with cannons, but I'm still just fascinated with projectiles and ballistics in general. I don't know why that is. Why would some simple math equations be so fascinating to me? I don't know. I just like the idea of being able to, throw a projectile such a long distance and actually manage to hit something, or get close enough to count. You know how it is with artillery. And you know how it is with tea too. Man, this tea. Oh, this tea is doing it for me. Yeah. Starting to feel a little bit better. I can tell my muscles are relaxing. Oh. My gut's a little weird, but that'll settle down here in the next hour or so. I just need to drink some more tea, I think. And then I gotta go out shopping for a microwave. I should go to the grocery store too. I'm almost out of waffles. I could go to the grocery store tomorrow, but if I'm out and about today, although I don't know how long I'm gonna be out, and if we try to install that microwave today, that could take a while. I'm almost wondering if I should try to take out the microwave now. The old microwave is still mounted in position under the cabinets over the stove. But this, it looks like it's an easily a two-man job. Somebody has to unscrew it while somebody holds it so it doesn't fall. So, I don't know. Should I start loosening up the screws? What do I need to do? I don't know. Just wondering how I can make this happen faster and easier. And that's one reason why I'm doing the show now as opposed to later. So we got plenty of time to switch out the microwave, which is going to be around the same time I need to eat. So maybe I should eat more food before we even go out to look for the microwave. Because by the time we get back, I'll be hungry and blah, 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 blah. These are the logistics of my life. I have to plan when I eat. I have to eat in a certain time window. Otherwise, I get weird. And so I have to plan ahead what time I'm going to actually eat. Or at least, try to. Gah, excuse me. It's not that I have to plan out when I'm going to eat so much as I have to anticipate when this is going to happen. It's not a matter of planning, it's anticipation, if that makes any sense. I don't know if it does or not. And I haven't even checked the weather today. It just occurred to me. Is today cold? I'm like, it must be kind of cold. Kind of cold. Oh, but I don't want to go out if it's super freezing. Not because it's cold, but because I don't want to walk around in a giant store in two or three coats and, you know, sweat and then break into anaphylaxis. That won't be fun. So hopefully this is only a one coat day. Hopefully I will only have to wear a single outer garment while I'm looking around in a giant store for my microondas. So that'll be fun. I'm also kind of looking forward to going to microwave shopping because, well, you can imagine. I think I've mentioned it already. Any stores that we have here that carry microwaves are also going to carry a lot of televisions. And so I'm going to take a certain antisocial device with me just to see if I can have some fun in a store while I'm searching for a microwave. Won't that be fun? Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Ugh. So, I'm just thinking about what I'm going to do between now and then. Obviously, I'm going to drink some tea. Oh, it's so good. And I might watch a little television. Or do I have computer stuff I need to do? Oh, no, I'm good. So maybe I'll watch a little bit of the Olympics. Maybe I'll look around to see if there's any football on. But the worst part of it is the football channel is also the Olympics channel. And so the Olympics are superseding football right now. Last night, my highlight show wasn't on. I was very angry. And I had to watch the ESPN highlight show, which isn't quite as good. And they don't have complete coverage of any particular league, but they have a lot of coverage from all the leagues from around the world. And so I get to see stuff that I wouldn't normally have gotten to see. But on the other hand, I don't get to see the stuff that I really wanted to see. So it's all a big trade-off. Oh boy. And of course, we're in 31 Days of Oscars. So what's on TCM today and or tonight? I'll have to look into that to see if there's any classic movies going to be on, because I don't want to miss Lawrence of Arabia. It's been a while since I've seen El Lawrence. And so I'm kind of itching to see it again. I don't know. It's a good movie. Oh, boy. Well, I got to get it together. I got to get my act together and get motivated, get my energy levels back up and running, because I've got a busy day today. And that means that I should probably say that you, my devoted and very loyal listeners, have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at, say it with me now, 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio, the streaming radio service of the Superdimension Fortress Public Access Unix system. I've been throwing that in there Snowdusk style just because I think that's cool. But anyway, I gotta get out of here, so bye-bye, kids.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.